Welcome to the Prophecy Club, and let me just say, I love you. All of you folks that watch the Prophecy Club, I love you, and I look forward to eternity when we can spend eternity together and rejoice and worship the Lord, and hopefully we can all meet in some big mansion, someone's mansion, and have a lot of fun. Unfortunately, until then, there's some hard things we have to talk about. Understand that if our heart is after this world, remember the Bible says that if we love the world and the things of the world, the love of the Father is not in us. So hopefully we can look at all this and say there's a good side coming when finally the scales fall off of people's eyes, the plugs come out of their ears, and they decide to look and listen and receive Jesus. So I've got really two big topics today. I've got some additional information on the dollar, and also got some additional information on the Russian war plans, Russian war statement. And I have to say, if you haven't already subscribed, please do so. And also, I've got a good surprise coming from you for you, hopefully in a couple of days. But if you've not already joined Prophecy Club, we ask you to do so. $9.90 a month on an automatic payment or more, so that the prophecy says, so that Prophecy Club can continue through the hard times coming ahead. If you think about it, when the hard times hit, that's when you're going to want to hear what God is saying from Prophecy Club, probably more than anyone else. Now, this is really important. I'm going to take a chance here. Because every program that I make, I pray for us start getting going. Well, part of what I say is, Lord, help me say the right words. Don't let me say the wrong words, because I am afraid if I say the wrong words, we could be taken off. And I don't even know how to word that other than just tell you. So we are on a real push trying to get people to get off of watching us in places where we could be totally taken off. I don't know how to word it other than that. What just keeps coming to me is the big problem that's heading to Prophecy Club has to do with us being silenced. And that's what happened once before. You know, there was no notice or anything. All of a sudden, boom, we were just taken off. So I suggest strongly that you start watching Prophecy Club on our app or going to prophecyclub.com. You can go to your app store or Google Play and download it. And it's really convenient because you can be on take a phone call. It pauses after the phone call. It'll start right where it left off. And hopefully in the next few days, I also have another alternative plan that I think you're going to really like. If we can ever get that up and going and solved, and I can't talk about it yet because we aren't certain we're even going to be able to do it. Anyway, okay, on to the information. Medvedev says, we will use special, meaning nuclear warheads. We have no choice. Okay, this is really big. I mean, remember, Dmitry was told the fall of America will start with an internal revolution in America, started by the communists. Some of the people will start fighting against the government in America. America is going to be busy with all the internal trouble. Then from the oceans, in a surprise attack, Russia, Cuba, Nicaragua, Central America, Mexico, and other nations will attack and defeat America in 1 hour. 1 hour. So great riches come to naught. And we know that it's nuclear. Well, this has to do with it. This is Russia. What was it? The Art of War that basically said that you should listen when your enemy starts threatening you. And in the case of Russia, they have openly said they have hypersonic missiles that cannot be shot down. They have all kinds of new weapons. And the prophets are saying they have all kinds of new weapons. But we can't seem to get most Americans to listen to this. So the article says, former president of Russia, Dmitry Medvedev, has once again bluntly told people, we can just get people to listen to what he's saying, bluntly told people of the West that Russia will use nuclear weapons in a war with NATO because we have no choice. They're openly saying that they're going to. In a public posting on social media last night, he outlined the basic facts, and I'm going to read them here. Sunak, Scholz, Macron, Norwegian, Finnish, Polish, these are nations, and other NATO bosses are harping on, we must be ready for war against Russia. Well, that's a good idea, because prophecies say they're going to be in a war with Russia. I mean, when the Russian war starts, when the Russian war machine starts rampaging, it's going to take over, sad to say, well, most, and eventually all of the world, because the angel told Dmitry that that they will back the Russians at the gates of Paris where they sign a peace treaty. But they make the Russians the leader. So the nation that is leading the world is Russia. Ezekiel 38 and 39, when Russia and all of the other nations comes down to attack Israel, it is Russia leading them. So when Russia says they plan to attack, we better be listening. And sad to say, we're not. Let's go on to what it said. If, God forbid, such a war, this is the president or former president of Russia talking, okay, we ought to listen. Such a war breaks out, it won't be according to special military operations scenario. In other words, it won't be just a little one. It won't be fought in trenches using artillery, armored vehicles, drones, and stuff. Instead, NATO is a huge military bloc. The total population of the alliance member states is about 1 billion, meaning lots more than Russia. And the combined military budget can get as high as 1.5 trillion, meaning bigger than Russia. So, in order for Russia to defeat Europe, it's openly saying, we got to use nukes. That's what it's saying. So, because our military capabilities are thus incomparable, we will simply be left with no choice to defend our country's territory integrity. Ballistic cruise missiles carrying special warheads will be used. Special? Well, we know that's probably nuclear, but maybe they have some kind of a new secret weapon. I'm going to read that again. To defend our country's territory, we're going to use ballistic cruise missiles carrying special warheads. They're openly saying we're going to use it. They're openly saying we will use nuclear weapons. Now, they're talking about NATO, but the head of NATO is America. It's based on our military doctrine statements. Okay, so in their statements, their military statements, they have said we will use them. Whereas America is sitting over saying, oh, well, we're never going to use nuclear weapons first. Well, Russia says, well, thank you for that. It's based on our military doctrinal documents and is well known to all, and that is exactly that very apocalypse, to the end of everything. In other words, they're saying, we'll destroy the world if we have to. That is why Western politicians must be telling the bitter truth to their voters. Oh, no. You remember what I told you the other day? We had a couple that were founding couples in the Spirit of Prophecy Church here in the Plano, Texas area, when we started back in 2006, and they were with us for several years, and then got crosswise, decided they were going to leave. They started visiting other churches. Well, I'll tell you the rest of the story. So I was going to the chiropractor one day, and the Lord spoke to my heart and said, call him. Call him right now. And I thought, well, you know, it's not a convenient time going to chiropractor. Can I go? No, he call him right now. So I called him, and I said, what would it take for you guys to come back to the Spirit of Prophecy Church? He answered the phone and he laughed and put on speakerphone and told her, his wife, what was just said. And she laughed. And he said, the reason we're laughing is because we were just discussing possibly returning to the church. And they did. First Sunday back, after I got done bringing the message, I walked off the podium, walked out of the congregation, shook their hand, hugged them, so glad to see them back and all that. He pointed back to the platform and he said, there it is. That's what we need to be listening to. He said, I'm telling you, we have visited a lot of church over the last few years of being away. And there is nobody giving a message anywhere close to that. They're all soft-stroking. They're all back-patting, ear-stroking. They're all positive, encouraging messages. no one is getting the people ready. He says, I visit a lot of churches. He said, I'm not saying very few churches. I'm saying that none of them are getting the people ready for what is coming. He said, that's the kind of message we need to be hearing. That's the kind of message that need to be coming from all the pulpits out there. Now, do you think a church would invite me or Leslie to come in and speak at their church? Oh, no. You might wake up the sheeple. You might scare them. After all, we got to have them here to put in the plate. America's in so much trouble. The church is in so much trouble. Okay, let's go on. Federal Reserve Chairman says the U.S. debt is unsustainable. In other words, it's saying that collapse is not over the horizon. It's not at the end of the block. It's at the end of the driveway. It's knocking on the front door. The United States is on an unsustainable path about its national debt, and it's time, are you catching that? It's time to address the issue. Jerome Powell, who's he? Well, he's head of the Federal Reserve. Who's the Federal Reserve? That's the evil people that rule the world, mostly, okay? International bankers. And that just means that the debt is growing faster than the economy. It's probably time or past time to get back to an adult conversation among elected officials about getting the federal government back on a sustainable fiscal path. What's that saying? We got to start cutting payments. Things like Social Security, things like food stamps, all of the social programs, which is what Terry Bennett was told back in 2010. In a vision, he saw people holding up signs that said, we want our entitlements. Can we get people to listen? No. If you're not listening, no one's listening. Okay, so this coming Sunday is Super Bowl. I heard just passing through the room that Super Bowl, I think it was held 76,000 people or something like that in the Super Bowl. But there's millions of people going to watch it Sunday, by the way, including me. But we can't get people to read their Bible, pray, go to church. They're interested in having a good time. Iraq bans U.S. dollar transactions in 8 banks. It says to avoid sanctions and U.S. financial restrictions. Well, why are they doing that? I'm saying that the leadership in America are traitors. They are doing everything they can to try to kill this nation. And in this case, they're trying to kill the dollar by putting sanctions on other nations, saying, oh, no, you can't use the dollar for your transactions anymore. Well, instead of saying, well, I guess we'll just dry it and blow away. They're saying, no, we're going to start our own financial system. And that's what they're doing. It's called BRICS. Measures come after Iraqi officials met with U.S. Treasury Department's top sanctions, and the Finance Committee in the Iraqi Parliament made a statement on January 31st calling for the sale of oil and currencies other than the U.S. dollar. I didn't write that. Now, why is that important? Because in 2010, Terry Bennett was told in a vision that the dollar would become worthless as leaves blowing in the wind. People walking by them in the street, not even picking them up. They're like empty chip bags, worthless. Okay, what does that mean? He said he was told the thing that starts it is when Saudi Arabia specifically starts selling oil in another currency other than the dollar. Well, since the 1970s, no nation on the earth could buy Saudi Arabia oil if they didn't buy it in dollars. Well, now Saudi Arabia and now Iraq is selling oil in another currency other than the dollar. I'm telling you, it's coming. The prophecies are telling it's coming. So my suggestion is that you call 1-800-200-GOLD. 800-200-GOLD. I'll say it again. 800-200-GOLD. Christians there. I interviewed Jonathan Rose on the program here a week ago. You can go and watch the program. Nice guy. These guys specialize in helping you to get your IRAs and your 401ks out of useless paper. If it's in paper, as Lindsey Williams said, it's worth the paper it's written on. They can help you get it into gold, silver, and things like that. That's what they specialize in. And I suggest you call them and get yourself some gold and silver. Let me say it again. So what happens when all of a sudden you go to wherever you're watching Prophecy Club and boom, it's not there? Do you know how to still follow it? Well, yes, you can go to prophecyclub.com. You can download the app. And hopefully here soon, we're going to have a third method. But right now, you can go to prophecyclub.com or download the app and you can watch it, even if we disappear. Okay, so let's go on to the points we're making today. Medvedev, in born to be wild mode. Former President of Russia, Dmitry Medvedev, says, "We are not going to attack any country in this," speaking of the NATO bloc. "All reasonable people in the West understand this. But if they play too hard and encroach on the integrity of our country, they will instantly receive an adequate response." What they're saying is, we don't plan to attack NATO first. But if we have to, as he said in the other article, we will use nukes. This will mean only one thing, a big war from which NATO will no longer turn away. They're saying that, yes, NATO is preparing for war with Russia, but Russia is saying, "Bub, we've been preparing for a war with NATO for many years. And contrary to NATO, we have and will use our, what was it, 5,870 warheads or something like that. They got a lot of them." So let me back up to what, in my opinion, the most reliable source outside of the Bible is the angel Gabriel that spoke to Dmitry Dudeman. In case you're not familiar with that, he was a Romanian pastor, smuggled Bibles in Romania and Russia for 30 years. He was arrested, put through 5 months of torture trying to get him to tell how he got the Bibles through. They put him in an electric chair twice. As the electricity is going through his body, the angel Gabriel shows up in the room and says, "You're not going to die." And came to him and told him the year, month, day, and hour he was going to be exiled to America came to pass. When he arrived in America, August 3rd, remember this date, August 3rd of 1984, that's when he said the fall of America would start with an internal revolution. Now, we know that it rained 40 days and 40 nights. We know that 40 is the number of judgment. So if God has assigned America 40 years of warning, from August 3rd, 1984, that would be August 3rd, 2024. So I, for one, am going to be watching August 3rd, 2024 to see what happens, if anything happens. But if you ask me, I think that there's a high probability that the internal revolution will start in 2024. And I do not think that the Russians will attack us in 2024. I think we have yet more time. But that'll be a big statement. There's, you know, I've been telling people that since 1987 when I heard it. And there'll be a lot of people, the Holy Spirit will bring it back to their, I mean, millions of people over these since 1987 have heard that warning from this mouth. And millions of people will start waking up. Holy Spirit will say, wait a minute. Don't you remember? We heard about this. And I believe they'll turn back to Prophecy Club and start listening. Anyway, let's go on. So this was the last of three final messages given to Dmitry, April 1997. I think it's one of the most powerful ones. "I knelt beside my bed to pray, as I do every night before I go to bed." He had a prayer closet. "After finishing my prayer, I opened my eyes, but I was no longer in my room. Instead, I found myself in a forest. I looked around to my right, and I saw a man dressed in white, who pointed his finger and said, 'See and remember.' It took me a while to find out what he's pointing at. It was a small bear who seemed half dead, lying on the ground. As I continued to watch the bear, it began to breathe deeper. With every passing minute, it seemed to revive itself. And as I watched, it also became angrier." That's where the Russian bear is right now. "It then began to grow. Soon it was larger than the forest floor, and it grew larger, and it continued to become angrier. It then began to paw the ground." That's Ukraine. "So that when its paw would hit the ground, the earth would shudder. The bear continued to devastate all that stood in its path until it came upon some men with sticks trying to fend it off." I think that part is when they take out America in 1 hour, then NATO, many of the nations, go against the Russians and defeat the Russians. They write back them to the Russians, the Gates of Paris, where they sign a peace treaty, but they make the Russians their leader. The world leader for Armageddon will be the Russians. Ezekiel 38:39 makes it very clear. By this time, the bear had grown so large, it simply crushed the men underfoot and continued to rampage. So when it takes out America, then it turns around on NATO, and there's a big fight, and Russia really loses, but NATO makes them the leader anyway. I was stunned by what I saw and asked the man standing beside me, "What does this mean?" He says, "At first they thought the great bear was dead." That was Perestroika and Glasnost back in the 80s. "As it will begin to stir once again, they will consider it harmless." That's where that is where Russia was in the 90s and the 2010s. Suddenly, that's when major amounts of oil was found in Russia. "It'll begin to grow strong once more with purpose and violence." That's the reason I strongly recommend you go to Joseph Kitchen. I think that this is God's plan to get prophecy students fed. All you have to do is go there and you get, step one is you order the machine package. Step number two, you decide how much food you want. They've got it on hand. Ship it out probably the same day or maybe even the next day. Even ask for expedited shipping. And whereas most of these places, $9,000, $10,000 for one person for a year, they're about $1,000 one person for a year. Go check it out. Now let me jump to another one. This was not given to Dmitry Dudeman indirectly, or not, let me read it. So what it was, Virginia Bordea had this. She says, "I heard my father's voice in the early morning hours. I saw something," he said. "So I ran and got my recorder, but we had not let me record it. My father said, the Lord showed me a very large bear, Russia, as big as a building, began to do battle with an unarmed man, NATO." Okay, because America doesn't fight. America is destroyed in 1 hour. So this is basically NATO and the other nations with them, Japan and whatnot. "Do you see what I've shown you?" a voice said. "This is how it be when the hardships come over America. No one will be able to defend her. Only those that trust in me will be spared. Everything will start as a heavy rain on a sunny day when you least expect it." Well, that's what it's going to be to most people, but to us, we have several signs, so we're going to be able to see it coming. Now let's jump to Vicky Parnell, 22, dream summarized. "I saw a general say to another general, we must keep Ukraine out of Russian control. The money and the gold are hidden in various vaults below ground in Ukraine. We can't let Putin get this money and gold. He will have enough gold for 3 wars. Well, that's part of what finances the fighting off NATO with sticks. Is there really that much gold in these vaults? That is what the intel from our NATO allies has told us. We know money and gold is stored there, and we have been able to trace some of it to Hunter." Well, skip that part. Another general said, "So, we are protecting Ukraine because of the money and gold. Is it more than just money and gold?" "Yes, it is information stored there. Valuable information. There's information there that if it gets out will topple governments around the world." Now, let me explain. I cannot prove what I'm about to say, but I believe it to be true. We know that the devil operates on blackmail and bribery. So when some of these guys go into a room with some little girl and have sex with her, many reports are that they are being recorded. Some know, some don't know. But then they use that as blackmail information. And they say, "You're going to vote way we tell you to vote. Well, you're going to do this and we own you and you're going to do that. And we're going to see that this information never comes out. Your wife will never know. But if you don't do as we tell you, we will put it out and we will ruin you." As a matter of fact, I heard that when Ronald Reagan won, I do not know that this is true, but I heard that when Ronald Reagan won the election, the people in charge came to him and said, "We want you to have George Bush be your vice president." He said, "No, I don't want him." And they said, "Well, if you don't, then we will see that you are impeached." Well, we know that they often try to do exactly that. So anyway, let's go on. "We cannot let this information or gold get into the Russians' hands, but that's not all. Whoever controls Ukraine will own a big supply of the world's uranium. With it, Russia could become a nation that no other nation will be able to control, just like the other prophecy said. I was taken to a tunnel with massive troops and military equipment. This tunnel is located near the Ukraine border in the land called the Bear. I want to show you something your government, NATO, or European government are not aware of. Putin is hiding equipment and soldiers underground. So when he attacks Ukraine and others, will not be prepared. Putin is a crafty sly fox who serves his master Satan well. Got time for another one? Let me go to another one. It began with me observing our world from space, outer space, except the Earth looked more like a globe with all its lands identified with other countries' names labeled on them. Suddenly, I watched its lights begin covering the whole world, representing homes and cities, the lights of civilization across our world and the Earth. Daughter of Heaven, this port can handle easier the massive equipment and military vehicles needed for the invasion against America. This is why this port was chosen. Putin will move to cut off the ports so no supplies can come easily into your country to aid your people. This, Daughter of Heaven, is all you can share of what I've shown you this day. So, don't forget, through access from Canada, that's what Dmitry was told too, from the hidden underground tunnel labyrinth system shall also occur. Because although you sounded the warning, even calling by name, the entry points your country's military officials have been slacking in following up on this issue. In other words, they don't believe in God. They don't believe God speaks to people. They don't believe that this lady and others, they're not listening. Let me tell you one story. Remember we had one of the crusades, and at one of the crusades, we had like 780 people there. And a police officer walked up to me. And he said, he introduced himself. He said, I just want to tell you that I watch your program every day. And I said, thank you. He said, I also want to tell you that there are many other officers on our force. And I know of other officers on other forces that also watch you every day. We agree with what you're saying, and we know it to be true. And we count it an important source. But apparently, the American military, most of our political people don't listen to God anymore. They don't listen to God's prophets anymore, just like Israel did and got themselves in trouble. These underground tunnels run under your nation and world, and many Chinese soldiers are already in underground locations awaiting their orders to invade. And if you look at this, Russia, United States, and China have all built new facilities and dug new tunnels at their nuclear test sites in recent years. One is operated by China in the far western region of Zhejiang, one on Russia in the Arctic Ocean archipelago, and another in the U.S. in the Nevada desert. The satellite images from the past 3-5 years show new tunnels under mountains, new roads, storage facilities, as well as increased vehicle traffic coming in and out of the sites. It's just a short time before our nation is attacked and destroyed. And I'm out of time, or I would read another one. As a matter of fact, I could probably read these for 3 or 4 hours. Matter of fact, you want to go to prophecyclub.com and get a book called God's Warnings to America. God's Warnings to America. Got an email last week. This guy said, I got that book and read that book. He says, it totally changed my life. God's Warnings to America. It has Dmitry Dudeman's testimony and his dreams and visions and Leslie's and the most important dreams and visions that Prophecy Club has had, except for the new ones since it was printed. Prophecyclub.com.
Introducing the Watch Prophecy Club app, now available for your Android and iOS devices. Watch Prophecy Club is your exclusive home for the last 30 plus years of the best in Bible prophecy and end times information from the Prophecy Club. This app features over 100 speakers and 23 categories of Prophecy Club titles since the beginning. We are also excited to announce an integrated community feature where you can interact with other believers and Bible prophecy students. Choose either a monthly or annual subscription with a 3-day free trial. Cancel anytime.
Let me talk about our three sponsors briefly. First, if you want to get gold or silver, we're going to send you to 800-200-GOLD or prophecyclubgold.com, prophecyclubgold.com. Second, if you want to get long-term emergency food, the only place I would send you to is josephskitchen.com. It is what I believe is God's long-term storage food. As you recall, Pharaoh and Joseph, what fed the world for 7 years was wheat. Most of your long-term storage places, $9,000 to $10,000 to feed one person for 1 year. Joseph's kitchen can show you how to do it for about $1,000, one person, 1 year. And EMP Shield. If you want your car to start, if you want your computers to start after some kind of nuclear event, that's the device to get. And if you go to empshield.com and use the promo code PROPHECY, get your $50 discount and help your prophecy. Code.